On today's edition of Tourism Roundup, we highlight some of the benefits of the Rebel Salute Music Festival on the local tourism industry. And for our No Jamaica feature, we travel to Fern Gully in the Garden Parish of St. Anne. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us.
Help me pick up Jamaica, the land of wood and water.
Rebel Salute is all about the preservation of the healthy aspect of Jamaican music, Jamaican reggae music. And Rebel Salute is one of that forum that we use to transport the message of love, unity, and everything that we are as Jamaican to the world.
The Rebel Salute Music Festival, organized by reggae artist Patrick Barrett, more popularly known as Tony Rebel, is one of the largest reggae festivals in Jamaica. The two-day event held every year in Ocheria St. Anne brings together reggae artists, musicians, and tourists to enjoy the musical culture of Jamaica. Event promoter Tony Rebel says Rebel Salute promotes the habit of a healthy lifestyle and the preservation of the Jamaican culture. He outlines some of the benefits of the festival.
It is one of those events that brings people to Jamaica. So I'm sure that is beds in hotels, that is revenue coming in through the airport. I mean, all aspects of the tourism sector shall benefit because of Rebel Salute. Plus, we employ plenty of people, and all these people, I'm sure, is contributing to the growth and development of Jamaica, the GDP. It is a lifestyle that projects healthy eating habits, healthy drinking habits, and a wonderful camaraderie.
One of the main benefits of the festival is to provide employment for people in and around St. Anne. Secretary of the Rebel Salute Foundation, Maxilee Samud, says the event has had a positive impact on the economic development of the local community.
Our suppliers are from that area. They're involved in tourism, a lot of craft, whether they're craft vendors. They supported the event, and in turn, support for the event means support for the foundation.
Proceeds from the event also go towards providing financial assistance to two students from the Marcus Garvey Technical High School.
We've already been supporting two students from the Marcus Garvey Technical High School, and we'll continue to do that as long as their academic performance is maintained. The scholarship covers school fees, the cost of lunches, and somewhat transportation for the students.
In addition, the Rebel Salute Foundation provides young Jamaicans with musical training and donates musical equipment to schools and communities. Ms. Samud says the foundation is looking to expand its assistance to Jamaicans.
The foundation wants to get involved in environmental-related activities as well, bringing musical programs into school and expanding in terms of culture. So those are things we're looking forward to.
And Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says over the past 20 years, Rebel Salute has become a much-anticipated calendar event for locals and overseas travelers, noting that the Jamaica Tourist Board will continue to support the event. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Fern Gully is a rocky gorge of tremendous depth, about 4 miles from the Ocheria's coasts. It was once a stream, but over time it became populated with mostly ferns, hence the name Fern Gully. The trip through Fern Gully is breathtaking and is regarded as one of Jamaica's best attractions because of its unique feature. That's it for this week's program. Join us again next time for another edition of Tourism Roundup. For producer Shanari Ferron, I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels.
Event promoters, get your events added to the Kingston for February 2016 calendar. All you need to do is submit 2 typed copies of the endorsement forms available on the Ministry of Tourism's website at mot.gov.jm/entertainment. So, get your event listed in the Kingston for February 2016 calendar. Submit your endorsement form on or before January 25. Events qualified for submission are those being held during the period February 1 to 29, 2016.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.